Thank you very much. I got to be honest with you. I wasn't quite prepared for what I found out when I found out what this place used to be, because one of the last times that I remember playing music with Lester, he was sitting right here on a stool, and he couldn't stand up and do a show anymore. And I happened to think about from 1977 till now how much my life has changed and how everything has gone. And the first two records that I ever had in my life was Flattin' Scruggs and Johnny Cash. And it's all right. And what was pretty cool about it, the only two jobs I ever had in my life was with Lester Flatt and Johnny Cash, so that worked out really good, you know? And both of them meant a lot to me. And at the end, my wife Connie and I, we lived next door to Johnny Cash and June Carter. And they were my next door neighbor, and I really miss him very much every single day. He was a special person. I know you do, I know you do. And one thing that kind of changed since the last year, I don't know if you know it or not, but after Johnny Cash died, do you have any idea who bought his house? Do you remember the Bee Gees? I got a Bee Gee for a neighbor. We had a perfectly well-balanced hillbilly neighborhood. Now we got a disco star. But that's cool. I tell you, I never met him till, you know, about 3 months ago. You probably saw it on CNN. Johnny Cash's house burned to the ground, and it was a sad, sad sight. And the night after the fire, I met Barry Gibb, and the first thing out of his mouth was, he said, "I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to build something back really beautiful to Johnny Cash." I said, "Well, for that, you have my heart. You have my gratitude. You have my respect." That was cool. But the second thing he said was, after I get the house up and running, he said, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have a picking. We're going to have an all-night singing on the yard of the house. I said, count me and the fabulous superlatives in. We shall be there. And so we've been thinking about it, and I can't think of any way in the world to make Barry Gibb feel welcome to my neighborhood other than to do him a Bee Gees song, bluegrass style. What do you think? Disco grass. So we've kind of been rehearsing it as we go across America, and Brother Brian's been working really hard on this. So would you do me a favor? Check this out. Give Brother Brian a nice warm welcome. We'll show you what we're working on. Brother Brian.